Questions 7 through 12. Listen as an instructor leads a discussion of some material from a psychology class.
Today, we're going to review the characteristics of sleep in both humans and other types of living beings. We talked about this some in the last class, and you should have done the reading, so this should all be clear to you. First of all, what are the main characteristics of sleep? Let's talk about this diagram. What happens to the human body when a person is sleeping? Can you start this off for us, Pam?
Well, during sleep, the muscles relax. Both breathing and heart rate slow down and brain waves change.
Exactly. Now, let's look at these drawings of brainwave patterns. Ron, can you explain how brainwaves change?
I think so. The brain of a person who's awake and relaxed gives off about 10 small waves per second, like in the drawing on the left. But it's different in deep sleep.
What's different about deep sleep?
Well, I think that in deep sleep, the brain waves become much slower and larger, like in the drawing on the right.
Well, you don't sound quite sure of your answers, Ron, but you've got them exactly right. Brain waves are the slowest and largest during the first few hours of a period of sleep. This is called the period of slow wave sleep. Are brain waves always large and slow during sleep? Nancy?
No, there are periods of small and fast waves at intervals during a period of sleep. These short and fast waves are similar to the brain waves of a person who's awake.
And what happens to the eyes during these periods of fast brain activity?
The sleeper's eyes move rapidly. This is called rapid eye movement sleep, or REM sleep.
Yes, Pam, exactly. And what other name does the period of REM or rapid eye movement sleep have?
REM sleep is called dreaming sleep because this is when dreaming occurs.
Okay, let's stop for a moment and make sure it's all clear so far. We've seen that when a person sleeps, there are different types of brainwave activity. There are periods of large, slow brainwaves during deep sleep, and there are periods of small, fast brain waves during REM or dreaming sleep. Now, we're going to compare human sleep patterns with the sleep patterns of certain animals. What can you tell me about the sleep patterns of mammals, Ron?
Mammals seem to experience true sleep with changes in brainwave patterns. They have periods of dreaming sleep and periods of slow wave sleep.
And what about reptiles and fish? Nancy?
Reptiles also experience sleep with changes in brainwave patterns, but they don't seem to have periods of dreaming sleep. Fish have periods when they become less aware of their surroundings, but there's no scientific evidence of changes in brainwaves.
Excellent. Now, Pam, let's see if you can summarize the information for us. Which types of animals seem to experience changes in brainwaves while they're sleeping?
Humans, of course, and also mammals, birds, and reptiles. Fish don't seem to experience changes in brain waves.
And what about periods of dreaming?
Again, humans, of course, experience periods of dreaming, and most mammals seem to experience the same type of dreaming, with periods of dreaming sleep and periods of slow wave sleep. Birds may experience short periods of dreaming, but reptiles and fish don't.
That's very good. That's all for today.